Hello, dear friends. In the previous podcast, you can hear the recording of yesterday's shamanization I did on Zoom to honor the winter solstice and to honor the very special and very unusual Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. And I must say, for me, once again, it was a very, very transformative experience. Many of my students and dear friends were there, even family members, and also people I'd never met before. And Bob White, my dear shaman brother, opened the cosmic dimensions with his conch blowing on it. And it reminded me of how my teacher, Yoska Sosh, he would use the conch often. And it would propel me when he did that into what I today recognize as my shamanic body, I'd like to call it. So it's a body that uses and hooks into my own physical body, but is also able to connect very quickly, mysteriously actually, with so many other bodies and minds and spirits. And it's always a really breathtaking intimacy to communicate and commune with other beings in this way. And actually very difficult to put into words, but it's an amazing experience. And what literally blows my mind is that many people seem to really benefit from participating in these shamanic journeys, and that every single person will experience them quite differently, very uniquely. And how wonderful that is. And I'm flashing back to my early 20s when I worked on my doctoral dissertation about ritual theater. And I interviewed for that project 80 people who had watched a performance from a British group called The People Show, whom I had invited to a center of experimental theater that I had started on our college campus. And I did these interviews in the first 10 days after the performance and asked everyone the same questions. It was about an hour-long interview. And I still remember how those days, I couldn't believe it, those 10 days, being flabbergasted by the variety of people's perceptions, how different they sometimes were. And so now, you know, now at the age of 70, as a practitioner of shamanism, rather than a scientific scholar, I am actually more mystified than ever. And there is another aspect. My teacher, Yoska Sosh, he recorded his shamanizations with the sense that the act of recording them would help materialize the new vibrations of the Aquarian age coming in. And I'm starting to understand the relevance of such an undertaking. I believe, as many people do, that humanity is at the brink of a huge potential shift in consciousness. And of course, such a shift is really much needed. I mean, 2020 has been such a wake-up call for the whole planet. And so I've made a few previous podcasts of journeys that my friend Sandy Bundy, a great shaman in her own right, and speaks her journeys, verbalizes what she perceives into a microphone as she is participating. And of course, it's her unique way, what she experiences. But still, reading it, she just forwarded it to me this morning, and it may inspire some of you to find value in being conscious of the potential of our individual and also our collective transformation. So, that being said, thank you, Sandy. Thank you for allowing me to read your journey to our listeners. So, this was yesterday's journey, December 21st, 2020. Solstice journey with Frank. I head down to the lower world. and come out in the tall, tawny grass. There is my good friend, Buffalo. Dear, dear Buffalo, take me to wherever I need to go, or for whatever I need to experience on this great solstice. 2 days after the death of my brother, on the cusp of the fall of humanity, I ask you to bring me to whatever experience I need to have. I climb up on his back, we head out across the prairie, and then jump into a hole in the ground that looks like a swirling pool. We head down, down, down in this funnel-shaped hole, vortex. It looks like a whirlpool in the water, except it is in the ground. We come out the bottom of the chute, deep inside the earth, in a cavern. It is dark all around. I see little sparkles of gems of varying colors out around the perimeter of this large open space we're in, this earthen space. The gems are sparkling brighter and brighter and light a path that I follow. It is a winding path going through the earth, surrounded by beautiful jewels who are creating light almost like Christmas lights. I feel a sense of wonder as I go down this path. I feel a sense of safety and protection in this dark underground area. Expansive space, beautiful colored lights. I feel protected. Just as my life is going through a major change, so is the universe. So is our earth. But there is beauty available for us. Frank is saying that we are invited into the cave of the great ancient cosmic bear. And I feel that I'm already there. That is where I've been, walking on this path, deep in Mother Earth, in this cave. The cave ruled by the bear. This path opens into a chamber that is quite large. There is light coming down through the earth into the center. In that center is the great bear. He's dancing. His arms are spread out. His feet are stamping. He's honoring the sun above, the earth that we are within. He's honoring the universe, the many, many stars which are signified by these Christmas lights, these gems that look like Christmas lights. He is calling for the great change, for the great shift, the one that many of us have been anticipating, looking forward to. He invites the opening. I see a wider opening up to the surface and the sunlight. That opening continues out into the universe, beyond the atmosphere of the earth, into a greater, larger place, through many dimensions, through many realms. Not just our physical earth plane, it is well beyond that. It goes through the ripples of the universe. It goes through the ripples of time, through space, through energy fields. It is an opening. It is a shift. It is a break. This opening, this shift, this break will bring in new energies, new life force, new hope, new intention. This shattering of the old. Frank is saying that the portal is open, and I have just seen that. It is a portal to new coexisting energy that we have blocked from our earth with our negativity, our warlike behavior, our greed, our violence. It is time now for it to open and shift to letting in that universal, incredible light, incredible life force, that which some of us remember and have missed so terribly much. The separation that has been very hard on many of us. But through this shift, we now see we will be able to access this incredibly bright energy. Thank you, Bear, for opening this portal, this split between existing realities and realities that have dampened us, that are limited realities, now open to a much broader expanse, a much higher level of vibration, a greater understanding of our very lives and how they fit into the greater cosmos. We will change moving forward. Our DNA will change. New elements of DNA will be activated. Our very genome will shift. It is in the process of shifting now, for some of us. I'm suddenly overwhelmed with emotion as Bear invites me to come and stand in that light, that pure light that he opened up from the other realms, the other dimensions. I go and stand in that light and feel its infusion of hope, love, peace. It works itself into my very soul. It's a very emotional experience because it is unlimited power, and it is having to distill itself down so as not to fry my human body and my third dimensional self. I feel the lightness. I feel things shifting in my brain, like new connections in my brain. An opening of my DNA to accept, welcome, and ingrain these changes that are now available from our universe. This is an incredible power, and it is a very bright light to be able to go through my tissue into the very makeup of my cells. I welcome this change. I welcome this opening. I welcome this shift. I welcome this lightness. I welcome a deeper sense of feeling, a deeper sense of love, a deeper sense of connection, and a deeper participation in the world and in the universe. I accept bringing this energy into my body. Bear has moved down onto all fours, and he's pacing around me, not in an impatient way. It is as though he's observing and approving of the changes going on within my cells as I stand within this light. That brings overwhelming emotion to me. Bear now approaches me, stands and puts his paws upon my shoulders facing me, and he lets out a huge roar right into my face to blow out stagnant energies, to make room for these new energies. He looks directly into my eyes and directly into my body. He's scanning my body. Frank just said to allow your body and your spirit to be revitalized. And I have already been doing that. I release the tension in my body to allow in these changes. I sense and feel a great healing going on within me, a great opening, I feel a lot of energy at my third eye and at my crown. I feel these two are being opened. I welcome that. I feel moving down through my chakras that there is more and more opening up. My throat chakra, my heart chakra specifically right now. Moving on down, feeling my solar plexus and my lower chakras. Frank is suggesting that we move into the primal energy. And I love that energy. It is at the very core of each of us. I start turning, go down on one knee with one leg out, and I spin around. I'm drawn down to the earth in a tight ball. And then I start unfolding and come back up again, as though rebirthed into this new energy, rebirthed into this new opening of energy, of dimension, broadening what is really real to the broadest expanse. We have taken reality and compressed it so densely, but now it is hugely expansive. I see it as a little tiny square that is growing larger and larger within the light coming down from the other dimensions. It is now a huge cube in this changer. I am uncertain of its significance. Dear Bear, can you explain the significance of this cube? He says, it is the density of our lives, and it must be shattered. He gives me a large mallet. I think this cube is so dense and so huge, there is no way. Then he has me hold the mallet up into that light coming down. The opening in the universes, the opening in the realities, the opening in the realms. That fills me with emotion to feel that light come into this mallet. And I give a mighty swing. I hit the cube and it shatters. There are tiny flicks of obsidian everywhere. Or at least that's what it's looked like. Shiny black shards of this dense cube are all over the floor. Each one holds the hologram of the bigger whole. But when they are shattered in these tiny shards upon the ground, they hold no power or very limited power. And as I see them and watch them, they are turning to dust. Now they are disappearing. They are gone. This massive, huge restriction has been annihilated. Frank is just now saying to celebrate the gift of light and life. And I feel that is exactly what is happening here. The cube is gone and the bright light from the other realms, from the other realities, is shining into this large chamber. Bear comes and grabs my two hands in his two front paws. And as he stands, we dance in a circle in this light. Around and around and around we spin, faster and faster. Then we are spinning so fast, we blend into each other. Our molecules separate and mix, and we are one entity in the center of this chamber, underneath this bright white light coming from the other realms, universes, and realities. It is beautiful to be mixed with the molecules of Bear, the great cave bear. He has such power. And now that I mix with him and merge with his molecules, I feel that power. I feel that purpose. I feel that mission. And it is incredible. Our molecules are starting to float up in the light to the top of the chamber and out through the hole. We go out into the open space, the space of all realms, of all times, and of all existences. Frank just said, integrating all the energies. That is exactly what I'm doing. It is pretty incredible that he is seeing the same thing. We are integrating our energies up into the energies of this beautiful light. This beautiful light that shattered the density of that cube and all that it represented. This is an awesome experience. I turn and look back down at the earth, and I see that there is more than one point of portals opening to these other realities, existence and dimensions. There are many of them all over the face of the earth. And it is beautiful to see. Thank you, Bear, for allowing me to experience this. Thank you. Although I would love to stay here forever, I feel that it may be time to return soon, and I should prepare for that. But I love the freedom of this existence out here, this unbounding potential, the vastness of realities, the vastness of possibilities, the vastness of opportunities and experiences that is now open to us. It has always been open to us, but we just couldn't cross over into it. Now, that doorway is open. That doorway is open for us to reach out and grab this beautiful possibility and bring it into each of our bodies for its expanding effect. Bear and I turn. We're still swirling together as we get sucked back down into the chamber and we start slowing down. As we slow down, our molecules begin to go back to their original shape, however. I sense that some of my molecules have ended up in Bear, and some of Bear's molecules have ended up in me. This action is a great healing, so that I can move forward with some of this unlimited energy encased in my body in a way that will not explode it, because Bear's molecules are able to withstand this incredible light and this incredible possibility. So he shares that part with me. Frank says, allowing the divine feminine. And I see a feminine presence coming down through this hole and into the chamber and in through my crown. It is a wonderful, calming, feeling, compassionate presence. It also comes in and seats itself within my genetic makeup, my DNA, my molecules. It feels very protective. It feels very connected. Connected to all that is. Connected to the creator of all that is. Frank says, love yourself. Love your neighbor. Love all beings. Love the ones who have been here before you, and love the ones still to come. Absolutely, absolutely. I give Bear a big hug and thank him. Thank you, dear Bear, for this wonderful experience. He says, know that you are loved tremendously and constantly from the realms of light, being guided on your journey, moment by moment. I feel that. I sense that is what came through. The light begins to recede and go back. Bear and I watch in the cavern as the broad beam of light becomes more like a laser light. We step out of the way to allow it to do its healing of the earth, to heal this planet. I back up. Again, I hug Bear. Thank you. I thank you so much for this experience. I turn and go to the end of chamber. I climb upon Buffalo and go back up through the cylinder. We come out at the top and head back across the prairie. We go back to the lava tube and I jump off of Buffalo. I hug him around his neck. Dear, dear Buffalo, I love you so much. I love you so much. Thank you for taking me there. I head back up the lava tube. It was a very good journey to the center of the earth, to feel the openings of all the realms and to bask in that light, sharing the energy of Bear, mixing with his molecules. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I love you. Thank you, dear Sandy. Thank you, dear listener, for sharing in this experience. Be well.